But they are unrealistic. They cannot get decided. That's why, you know, Alex Jones's idea of this global situation, global economy, one world government, we'll never get to there. But we do have a world government already in some environmental or some technological institutions. Also, with the chip body, you're not controlled by any world government. So that's, we have reached a position where having no opinion and not taking what you say seriously is a wise choice. Because that's, your environment will cancel. You're a victim of the cancellation of anything you try to get going. You can get a small audience, a small business, something going on, but you can't take over.
Right. It's important now to have situational ethics. That's, I've been waiting for this. This is my forte. Because growing up in a, like a tossing environment, we'll say a turbulent environment, you have to learn to have some kind of personal dignity. So then also you have to be adaptable and resourceful. So you're like always on your toes. You have to change what's ethical at any time, but remain moral. It's very impossible. But that's basically
right, yeah, so
in a less static, in a less erratic way, what needs to happen.
Right. So the culture is utopian because it doesn't allow anybody to take over. That's what I think Cosmic Awareness picked up on when it said the original separateness, Rai had to give it up and go back to the plane of essence. But in your case, being hypocritical is not necessarily a bad thing.
No, no. It served me well.
Yeah, so those old rules about integrity in the chemical body, oh, that person, you can always count on them. They're always steadfast, stick to their guns, their opinion, and sometimes that's admired. Other times the inflexibleness is not admired. You can't make a statement about how we're doing, which is that article I was talking about the other day. Milton Klosky writing about McClooney goes, which way did the second coming went? It already happened, but we can't figure out who won. I don't know. So people walk around with their little fucking opinions and party affiliation and all those stupid little things to do. That's what's fucking mockable. That's what should be mocked, people thinking that they could be somebody in those terms.
Well, Bob, earlier you said that we should be an asshole and a wonderful person at the same time and watch the Android meme mimic us.
Yeah, do it back at us. That's what the Android meme is doing that. It's expressing its dilemma too.
Yes, and the Android meme even expresses through the chemical body, like in face-to-face interaction, right? I hear...
Yeah,
I hear that mimic. I hear, you know, I just hear crap come out of people's mouths and they think
you hear
it's
virtual
original
people
thought.
Yeah, you're saying you don't hear original human thought. You hear people.
No, it's like Facebook
profile.
through a mouth body. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But that is acting with multiple bodies. That's inevitable. It's not. We shouldn't say people are dumb because they're like that. They actually have well adapted. So the institutions that propagate values from art to religion to science or to any or economy, they're all wrong. They're the problem. The people who think it's valuable to be alive and to have whatever they believe, they're the ones who, other than providing content for us to laugh at or get mad at, there is no human communication going on that level. And that, to me, explains why non-physical would not show up until this drastic situation that we're in.
Well, Bob, explain, I wouldn't say that they're dumb, but what I'm hearing is just a miming and a mimicking of the same judgments, the same,
well,
yeah.
That's a wise thing to do because you're not going to be able to act on it if you're making those statements. You're just being friendly and emphatic to get along because you're going to live a fascist, a communist, anarchist, chip-bodied life anyways. You're forced to.
Okay, so that's being the wonderful person part, is just being that,
yeah,
Android meme-like saying and yes, and
yeah,
agreeing
getting
with the group, matching the group at any given time, and depending
on
the
group you're with. Yeah, that person is very socially acceptable and going along with whatever the meme is. You find out they're on a fucking porn site fucking goats. But you don't know about that.
Yeah,
they don't
okay.
tell you.
So you're suggesting that the asshole is in hiding.
So true.
The asshole isn't a public figure in this, right? The asshole is the behind the scenes figure. Is that right? Or you're an asshole?
Oh, there's nobody who's an asshole. There's nobody good and there's nobody bad. I mean, they're just dangling ganglia, putting on different forms, different mythic stages of technology, wearing them as clothing.
Okay, so be a play roles on many mythic stages.
No, be aware that's what you're doing, and that's what other people are doing, and don't tell them, or you end up like me, isolated.
Right, exactly.
Only 11
yes.
people
and,
listening to
yes.
you.
Well, I was trying to get to the, you know, the part when the asshole part all of a sudden falls out of the wonderful person part in the discussion, because it's exactly
that's
what
you why
you've
got to be very, you be very polite in public. You don't know
I
when
know.
That fucking cruise guy is going to pull out his machine gun and nail you. You walk around really paranoid. In other words, you ain't going to upset anybody.
Yeah.
Because
be
the public space is a state of anarchy now. You got people on weird drug conditions. You don't know what they're going to do. And that's
yes.
what McLuhan said in Playboy magazine in December 68. Nice big headline. Mind your media men, or are you going to catch a cold environment? And we have definitely caught a cold environment globally. Maybe
in weird drug conditions.
Word.
We have to expand that definition even of weird drug conditions. That's... You know, there is a great percentage of prescription drug, weird drug conditions. It's not just, you don't think of the crackhead. You think
I'm talking about the normal drugs.
The professional.
Not the cocaine or heroin.
Right.
I'm talking about medicine,
right.
death by modern medicine.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, there's an engineered situation that the drug companies have some kind of power, not total power, but they have enough power somehow to keep the discussion of the drugs causing this problem, not the guns, out of the media.
Yeah.
They seem to be able to pull that off. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before we go too far away.
Hey, just a minute. I want to finish that thought. Just say, hey, hold it. Just to finish that thought. The guy that awarded Carolyn that award in Cambridge, Maryland, that you were at, Sarah, in September 2014.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jonathan Emord. He's a famous lawyer, pro alternative health lawyer. He has started a major operation of investigating the drug companies and what are they really doing to us. Yeah, that's what he has now done. That's his big activism. Jonathan Emord. All right.
And who is he?
Yes,
okay,
can you spell it, please?
He's a major lawyer in Washington who set up the awards party that Carolyn attended.
Oh, okay.
You know, and she was given an award for being a unique doctor, among other people.
And spell his last name for us?
E-M-O-R-D. Emord. E-M-O-R-D.
Okay, so I wanted to say too that I thought it was interesting that Katie Thomas said a bunch of numbers and maybe letters around a ketone diet, and I wanted
whole 30.
A whole 30. Is that a whole 30 days?
It's a strict paleo elimination diet that you do for 30 days.
For 30 days, right. This is what I am noticing that's odd. People seem to, like, locally anyway, they go on diets like that, like a specific diet, but then they're on it for, like, 10 years. And I've always thought of diets as fads, and not in a bad way, but as in, like, a strict, like, regimen for a limited, strict amount of time.
Yeah, that's what this one is. You're only supposed to stay on it for 30 days. And then add stuff back to see what foods give you problems so that you can be careful about eating those in the future.
Hmm. Okay, well, I hear that style of dieting. I hear people talking about doing that. But I've been waiting to hear someone say that they're limiting it. And it's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, you're not supposed to stay on a whole 30 for more than 30 days. You're supposed to do a round and then go off of it.
That's what I would always think, but I never want to interject because I'm not going to do it, or I don't need to do it, and I don't want to give advice.
Actually, I'm skinny now too, but that's okay. Yeah. I can send you some stuff if you want. You don't want to do it. But yeah, anyway, you're supposed to go on and off this one. I think some of the other ones are supposed to be lifestyle, though.
Well, I think that would have to do independently.
Karen's promoting this one.
Which one?
The Aikido diet. The Aikido one. She's really pro it right now.
Good. That's awesome. I'll have to look into it.
Is she around?
No, she's not here at home with me today.
Okay. I just wonder if she would suggest.
She's visiting her other family. She's
really?
Her other
the one on the other island? Not the other island, but the other island?
The other world. She's
the other family?
She found a new man.
Yeah, the other family.
Oh, I think I'm going to go to
Jonathan.
What?
Jonathan Emord was on Coast to Coast last night.
All right. You can listen to his campaign.
Where's Roxy?
She had things to do. She said she might come in later, but it depends how interesting we are. She can get bored pretty quickly and fall asleep because it's late and she has to go to work at some point. So I have not had any contact with her so far tonight. I don't know what she's doing.
Oh, I see. Oh, thank you.
You're not welcome, Deb. Not welcome at all.
Okay, guys, I'm going to bed.
So, I'm just going to say, okay, the final line, Kate, or
yeah.
Katie, let's hear from Kate. Are you there,
right.
Kate? It's sort of bring it back to the topic of Chesterton and practical mysticism. What do you have to say, KD? No, Kate. Yeah, Kate. Looks like she fell asleep, too. See if she's here. I can't tell. Hey, I guess she's gone. So it is over, Kate. Or Katie.
Okay. Well, I sure loved it. So.
It was good,
yeah, so
and you really, I think, brought something good for Kate.
Yeah, I hope so.
Read in her
is
own
that,
context.
Is that Kate Pia?
What'd she say?
I don't know. Yeah, so I'll send Kate some more pages, and I will get her hooked up with the Chesterton LibriVox recordings, and we will be back in 2 weeks.
They actually have footage of him. They have footage of him or radio broadcasts of him back in the 30s or 40s or something?
There's a radio broadcast with – it's like the one and only. There's not very much.
Right.
And then the rest of it is other people talking about him. And then his entire library, his entire oeuvre has been recorded in the public domain on this app called LibriVox. Not by professionals, so they're not like fabulous. It's not like it's, you know, an actor doing it, but it's – plenty good enough for free.
All right.
All right, so we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yes, thanks a lot, Katie.
All right,
very good
night, everyone. I love you all.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks, ladies.
All right,
good night.
Bye.